Our book reviewer this morning is Davida. I've got Tilly Lloyd here, actually.
Yeah, Tilly's actually sick. So,
oh, bless Tilly.
Thank you for stepping up. Yeah.
Davida Jane from Unity Books Wellington is our reviewer.
Ash Davida Jane,
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Speaking of getting names right, we can do better. The book, let me see if I can get this one right. Mm-hmm. The book is Wild Souls, Freedom and Flourishing in the Non-Human World, which is by Emma Maris. Now, intriguing title. Where are we and with whom? Or with what?
So Emma Maris is a science writer, nature writer. She had a book about 2004 it was actually, called The Rambunctious Garden, which is about ecology and basically finding kind of new ways to look at conservation, which can be a very kind of static field, very focused on getting things back to how they were pre-human, which is kind of a false concept because ecosystems are constantly changing anyway. And a lot of those ideas of pre-human are actually based on what things were like when the first kind of Western or European settlers got there, and they're actually already, you know, indigenous peoples living there with the land. So this is her second book. It's Wild Souls. It focuses on animals, and it's all about how humans interact with non-human animals, particularly wild animals, what our ethical obligations are to them, if there's really such a thing as a wild animal these days, because, you know, there's really no creature living on Earth that is completely unaffected by humans at this point. Wide-ranging, very, very well-researched, and also just a really good bit of writing. It's very well put together and very personal as well. So she kind of visits all of these different conservation projects. She spends a lot of time in New Zealand because we've got kind of one of the most rigorous conservation projects. Works with people from Predator Free 2050 and, you know, gets to know them. And so we get to know them as well. And just the kind of gritty day-to-day work that they're actually doing. She does the same thing with projects on the Galapagos Islands and in Australia. Lots of different places where it's kind of the people that are doing this work are really interesting, and it's really cool to see actually what they're doing, because a lot of it involves a lot of killing. Like, to try and save a species, a lot of individual animals are killed often. So it's cool to get to know the actual people doing this work. She also looks a lot into animals in captivity, so things like elephants, very intelligent, very obviously very complex animals that in the wild have a lifespan that kind of rivals humans, but in captivity they only live for 20 or 30 years.
Does she take positions, because she's obviously raising all the issues, does she actually take positions on things like the morality of killing one animal to save another, to save a species, or zoos, for example? Does she take positions, or does she just place the arguments?
She takes positions, but she's very honest about when she doesn't have the answer, and trying to actually figure out what the answer is, because for a lot of these, I mean, they're very complex issues. There's no right or wrong. How do you weigh up, you know, 1,000 individual animals' lives against the value of a species? Those two things are not a compatible thing to weigh, but obviously we do try and save species, and she's very pro that. She's not saying that we shouldn't be trying to do that work, but she's kind of trying to figure out what the actual ethics behind it are.
So it's less of a polemic than just raising and really considering the contradictions and the difficulties.
Yeah, and along the way taking us to a lot of really brilliant stories of individual animals and individual people that are working with animals to learn about these things. There's actually a bit I wanted to read that I thought kind of sums it up really well. So this is right at the end of the book. She writes, There is no single happy ending for life on Earth, just as there is no simple formula for acting ethically in a humanised world. We must do the best we can with multiple incommensurable values, then live with the choices we have made, the species not saved, the pain we caused. So the whole book is very... it's presented with so much humility and kindness and consideration for all of these individual animals and the people involved and everything. She spends some time with an indigenous community in Peru who live in a national park there, and kind of like goes out on a hunting trip with them, and it's just amazing to get to see into this world and different ways that people interact with the non-human world that are not all just this kind of very set in stone idea I think that a lot of people have, where it's like human influence is always bad. We cannot interact with the non-human world in a positive way, which is not true. And we have to be part of the natural world. We are also animals. So it's really incredible to see kind of all these different ways that we can interact with those
animals.
Does
she also take you there, whether she's, I don't know, in the Galapagos, or as you say, out in the Arctic? Mm-hmm. Is she a writer who can describe where she is and help you really visualise place and people?
Yes, yeah. So there's some really beautiful pieces about the landscapes, about where she is. It's quite funny, the bits in Aotearoa, because I kind of felt like I was right there. And often I think when you read international writers writing about your country, it kind of feel like they're getting it wrong. But I think she got it really right. We go up to the Arctic, we go to Peru, we go to the Galapagos, and all of it is very beautifully written and accessible, as well as being incredibly interesting. Yeah.
Sounds like you are recommending.
Oh, definitely. It's one of the best things I've read in a while.
I thought I'd interviewed her. That's why I had a quick click on here. We interviewed her. She was the author of The Rambunctious Garden, Saving Nature in a Post-Wild World. So about 3 years ago. So listeners, if you're interested, you can buy the book, certainly, but you can also listen to that Emma Maris interview just by putting her name into the search bar on RNZ's search bars or on 9 to Noon's one. Thank you very much for the review.
Thank you.
Ish Davida Jane has reviewed, let me just get the right information, Wild Souls, Freedom and Flourishing in the Non-Human World by Emma Maris. So I've got Bloomsbury's the publisher.
Yes.
Have you got a local publisher?
No, Bloomsbury is the one.
About $60?
Yeah, it's a hardback and it's...
Good stuff.
Coming in from the States.
Thanks
yeah.
so much.
Cool, thank you.
Coming in at all is exciting at the moment for bookshops, isn't it?
Yes.